Chapter 11, Prayer and Vigilance. The description of the Christian soldier given by Paul in the 6th chapter of the Epistle to the Ephesians is compact and comprehensive. He is depicted as being ever in the conflict, which has many fluctuating seasons, seasons of prosperity and adversity, light and darkness, victory and defeat. He is to pray at all seasons, and with all prayer, this to be added to the armor, in which he is to fare forth to battle. At all times, he is to have the full panoply of prayer. The Christian soldier, if he fight to win, must pray much. By this means, only, is he enabled to defeat his inveterate enemy, the devil, together with the evil one's manifold emissaries. Praying always, with all prayer, is the divine direction given him. This covers all seasons, and embraces all manner of praying. Christian soldiers, fighting the good fight of faith, have access to a place of retreat, to which they continually repair for prayer. Praying always, with all prayer, is a clear statement of the imperative need of much praying, and of many kinds of praying, by him who, fighting the good fight of faith, would win out, in the end, over all his foes. The Revised Version puts it this way, with all prayer and supplication, praying at all seasons in the Spirit, and watching therein in all perseverance and supplications, for all saints, and on my behalf, that utterance may be given unto me, in opening my mouth to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am in bonds. It cannot be stated too frequently, that the life of a Christian is a warfare, an intense conflict, a lifelong contest. It is a battle, moreover, waged against invisible foes, who are ever alert, and ever seeking to entrap, deceive, and ruin the souls of men. The life to which Holy Scripture calls man is no picnic, or holiday junketing. It is no pastime, no pleasure jaunt. It entails effort, wrestling, struggling, it demands the putting forth of the full energy of the Spirit, in order to frustrate the foe and to come off, at the last, more than conqueror. It is no primrose path, no rose-scented dalliance. From start to finish, it is war. From the hour in which he first draws sword, to that in which he doffs his harness, the Christian warrior is compelled to endure hardness like a good soldier. What a misconception many people have of the Christian life! How little the average church member appears to know of the character of the conflict, and of its demands upon him! How ignorant he seems to be of the enemies he must encounter, if he engage to serve God faithfully and so succeed in getting to heaven, and receive the crown of life! He seems scarcely to realize that the world, the flesh and the devil will oppose his onward march, and will defeat him utterly, unless he give himself to constant vigilance and unceasing prayer. The Christian soldier wrestles not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places. Or, as the scriptural margin reads, wicked spirits in high places. What a fearful array of forces are set against him, who would make his way through the wilderness of this world to the portals of the celestial city. It is no surprise, therefore, to find Paul, who understood the character of the Christian life so well, and who was so thoroughly informed as to the malignity and number of the foes, which the disciple of the Lord must encounter, carefully and plainly urging him to put on the whole armor of God, and to pray with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Wise, with a great wisdom, would the present generation be, if all professors of our faith could be induced to realize this all-important and vital truth, which is so absolutely indispensable to a successful Christian life. It is just at this point in much present-day Christian profession that one may find its greatest defect. There is little, or nothing, of the soldier element in it. The discipline, self-denial, spirit of hardship, determination, so prominent in and belonging to the military life, are, one and all, largely wanting. Yet the Christian life is warfare, all the way. How comprehensive, pointed and striking are all Paul's directions to the Christian soldier, who is bent on thwarting the devil and saving his soul alive. First of all, he must possess a clear idea of the character of the life on which he has entered. Then, he must know something of his foes, the adversaries of his immortal soul, their strength, their skill, their malignity. Knowing, therefore, something of the character of the enemy, and realizing the need of preparation to overcome them, he is prepared to hear the apostle's decisive conclusion, "Finally, my brethren, Be strong in the Lord, and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. All these directions end in a climax, and that climax is prayer. How can the brave warrior for Christ be made braver still? How can the strong soldier be made stronger still? How can the victorious battler be made still more victorious? Here are Paul's explicit directions to that end, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching therein with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Prayer, and more prayer, adds to the fighting qualities and the more certain victories of God's good fighting men. The power of prayer is most forceful on the battlefield amid the din and strife of the conflict. Paul was preeminently a soldier of the cross. For him, life was no flowery bed of ease. He was no dress parade, holiday soldier, whose only business was to don a uniform on set occasions. His was a life of intense conflict, the facing of many adversaries, the exercise of unsleeping vigilance and constant effort. And, at its close, in sight of the end, we hear him chanting his final song of victory, "I have fought a good fight," and reading between the lines, we see that he is more than conqueror. In his epistle to the Romans, Paul indicates the nature of his soldier life, giving us some views of the kind of praying needed for such a career. He writes, "Now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake, and for the love of the Spirit, that ye strive together with me in your prayers to God for me, that I may be delivered from them that do not believe in Judea." Paul had foes in Judea, foes who beset and opposed him in the form of unbelieving men, and this, added to other weighty reasons, led him to urge the Roman Christians to strive with him in prayer. That word strive indicated wrestling, the putting forth of great effort. This is the kind of effort, and this the sort of spirit, which must possess the Christian soldier,